KOA1.
I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says his administration will likely say after the fact how it decided to respond to a suspected chemical attack on the outskirts of Syria's capital. On Monday, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, said the United States would respond.
The State Department tells VOA they have seen reports that Saturday's suspected chemical weapons attacks in Douma, Syria, left up to 85 people dead and more than 1,000 injured, including many women and children.
We have reached the moment when the world must see justice done.
Cindy Sain, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump still won't say if he intends to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller after a court issued permission to search the office of his personal attorney.
Well, I think it's a disgrace what's going on. We'll see what happens.
Trump called the raid an attack on our country and a witch hunt, according to the Washington Post. Michael Cohen is under federal investigation for possible bank fraud, wire fraud, and campaign finance violations. China's President Xi Jinping did not mention U.S. President Donald Trump by name or speak directly about rising trade frictions with Washington during a closely watched speech at the Boao Forum, which is China's version of the Davos for Asia. But the pledges Xi made to press forward with economic reforms had everything to do with the trade dispute. In a speech, Xi mentioned the phrase opening up 42 times. One of the key messages of his speech was that China was open for business. It was also an effort, one analyst said, to highlight the contrast between Beijing's approach and Washington's. This is VOA News. The daughter of the former double agent, Sergei Skripal, has been released from the